As Hashem, we're learning Mishmur and Simin Nun Lamed Beis Sif Nun Aleph. The Shirner is number 101. Once again, Sif Nun Aleph will be finishing this very large Simin Lamed Beis. Mitzvah Hashem at this Shir right now. And Mechaber tells us Yisbar Shloishet Tfiro is Bechol Tzad. You should make three stitches on each side of the Tfillin. Three. How many sides are there? There are four sides. Three times four, 12. 12 corresponding to. 12 Shvatim, you got it. Okay, so Yispa Shlesh Tfiro is Bechol Tzad. Make three stitches on each side of the bias. V'chut HaTfiro Yeh Soivev Mishtei Ruchos. And as we'll see in the picture, the string of the tfiros of the stitching should come from up and down and trap the stitch in like this, as opposed to like going with one needle. But we'll see with two needles rather, going up and down, you know, one up, one down. V'yaver chut ha-tfiro bein kol bayis u'bayis, and the stitch, the thread should go in between each bayis, each compartment. Hago miu im lo yosa rak yud tfiro yisai pochus mizeh ein anisof. You only made 10 tfiros, 10 stitches or less than this, it's not going to be possible. That's the Ramah. You did not make 12. You made 10 or less, it's not making, it will not make it possible. There's another opinion that says that these 12 stitches should be from one string, which means don't make the stitches and tie and extend more thread to the stitches, but rather it should be from one string, which means you have to know beforehand the size of the tefillin that you're making and the size of the string you need for the stitches. You see how much foresight goes into it? It's not just, okay, let me just go for it. Now, if it is on a, well, I was going to say if it's on the spool, but we just mentioned that you're going with two ends, right? Like in the picture over here, one top and one bottom. Let me find the right picture for you. Here it is. You see what's going on over here? You have one needle going up and one needle going down, the ends of it. So it can't be on the spool. So you have to have a proper measurement. Is that clear in the picture? You see that? Everybody see that?
What number is that?
It's page 222.
Okay.
So let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah here in Reish Chof Ches. B'chol tzad, you want to have the three stitches on each side. Tam l'yud beis tefiras neged yud beis shiftei Yisrael, as Rabbi Nochum ben Rabbi Yaakov said, that the reason for the 12 stitches corresponds to the shiftei ka, the 12 shvatim. Loi be'inin tefira toich habayis. Now you don't need a tefira, the stitching in the bayis, rak samach la bayis. You don't want to stitch into the bayis. The bayis is the box. Rather, you want to stitch next to the bias, which means that there's going to be a little lip. There's going to be a little lip that's going to protrude from the bias, a little lip, and that's where you want to stitch the thread through. I'm just bringing the table job closer so I could ask for the safer back without anybody. Maybe just in the bar that safer back, Rav Yaakov?
Sorry.
Okay, thank you. Okay, now I want to show you what that means. If you take a look, over here, it's picture number three, you're not going into the bias itself. Am I, you see that?
Yeah.
Okay. You're going into the lip of the bias. There's a little lip over here that comes out. Okay, and that's where you're going. You take the needle through that, and then into the titura. It's connected into the titura as well. Okay, further in the Mishnah and Siv Katan Reish Chof Ches still. Loibinan tefira toich habayis rak samach habayis. Vein toifin kis toifer begodim. Don't sew like when they sew clothing. Bisfas habeged belishir. El Mishayim in the Titura Chutzla Tfira. So let me show you what this means. Don't sew like they sew with the garments, which means, if you see like over here, see how the stitching is on the outside? But rather, you want to sew, and there's nothing remaining. It's not in the first picture over here, it's on the outside, it's remaining. And in the second picture over here, it's flush. See that? It's flush over here, as opposed to on the outside, the stitches are on the outside. V'tzarech she'or habatim milamata lefi lepiv yu yoitzim mikol arba ruchay seyhem ad shiu magiim tachas nikvei hatfiro kidei she'yispar or habatim mikol tzadim atitur. Like we said a minute ago, that you want to make sure that you're sewing the bias together with the titura. So there has to be a little lip that's coming out from the bias that you can sew the needle through and with the thread. Through the titura as well. And he says it's incorrect if they're not sewing it with the titura. But rather they're just mahatkin. They're like placing the bias with the titura tightly together. The sefer called Baruch Shomar. He says he passed many tefillin because the bias was not sewn together with the titura. It was just stuck together. Let me see if I have a picture for you on this. This might be the picture over here. Yeah, this is the picture. See, because there's a very little lip at the edge of the bias, it's going to be placed in the titura and it'll be sitting nicely. But the problem is, it's not sewn together. And the Baruch Shomar, the Sefer Baruch Shomar, was brought to his attention. He says, no, it's possible if it's not sewn together. There's so many details on Pratim that you have to make sure that you're going to a reliable Sefer. He knows what he's doing.
The Sefer is not necessarily the one who makes the boxes.
Well, okay, when I say cipher, I mean the batamacher. But you're right. The whole procedure, yeah. And the chanami, the batamacher, that's correct. That's the more correct term. Fine. You have to sew together the R of the batim with the titura. Then we said that you're sewing mishtei ruchais. That the stitching is coming from the top and the bottom. So you're sewing with two needles. That's what you're doing. One's coming out. One's going in. That's the picture we saw. Sif Kodim Reish Lamed. The Ramah told us, "Miu im lo yosa rak yud tefiro, you say pachas mizeh in nifsal." He only made 10 stitches or less. It's not going to be possible. Now, how many stitches should you make? 12. V'chein im lo yhever chutat tefiro in ma'akev b'diavad. If you didn't put the chutat tefiro through it, this thread, it's not going to be ma'akev b'diavad. It won't make it possible b'diavad. Sifkad and reish lamed aleph b'chut echad. You should use one string all the way through. And supposed to lengthening the string. He says, however, if it ripped, if the string ripped on you, if the chut ripped, Yesham de Yachal Akasha, there are those that say you can, you're permitted to tie it. Yesham de Yitlano Kuloi, some say you should take the whole thing, Misham Yachzav Yispar Mechodesh Yachodacher. So some say no, you should unstitch what you did already and re-stitch it together, re-sew it together with one long thread. So different opinions in the matter. Shekevin shenifzik b'shasat fear. Some say since it ripped when you were sewing it together, it's nicker, it's recognizable. Shachut kolish v'ayvin l'pasik v'ayna klum. That is an inferior piece of material. And you don't want to sew your tilm together with a weak piece of thread. So if it ripped when you're sewing it up in the first place, some say you can add another piece and lengthen it. Others say, no, don't use that at all because you see it's not good material. However, kishachut katzar mitchilos veina nisak lekol yama yochel lekshar loy chud acher ligmar atfira. But let's say you're sewing, and you just ran out of material, you ran out of thread, you didn't have the whole 9 yards. So this, in this case, you can't add to it. In this case, you could add to it.
These holes that they're sewing into, are they're not.
They're pre-drilled, pre-made.
Pre-drilled.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They have to be. They have to be pre-made. Yeah.
Thread or just sinews from them?
So here he's calling it tefira. He's calling it chut. He's calling it thread. Here he's calling it the. It might be from the hair of the tail, you know. When you say, I don't think it's. This is not gidin though. This is not the sinews. I don't think there's sinews here. Could be wrong. I don't think that's a sinew over here. He says here in what are we up to? We're up to the next sif nun base.
Question,
please. Yes. So you're asking in the Ramah when the Ramah said vim lo also rak yud tfirois.
Right.
So why is he focusing on the yud? So.
It said more or less, right?
Yeah, and then he says afterwards, "Oipachus mizeh ein anisol," or maybe less than this. It's not possible. I'll tell you what I was thinking when I read these words, and I'm not sure if it's correct or not, but I'll tell you what I was thinking about. The message of the tefillin is the unity of Hashem. It's Hashem Echad. Hashem is one, and is the one power over the whole entire world. And Hashem is in charge and doing everything. That's one of the main messages of the tefillin. A constant message. When is that message expressed by us as Klal Yisrael? As Klal Yisrael? When we, 12 Shvatim, work together. When we, the 12 Shvatim, work together. 10 in the world of the Maral is a unit of perfection. It's 9 digits plus 1 creates a Shlemus. So this was just running through my mind as to why he said over here, Imlay also rak yud tfirois. So yud would also create that shleimus concept, just like the yud beis shvatim. 10 would also create that message of the echad, the oneness, that we are bringing out the unity of Hashem. That's what I was thinking about. But I didn't mention anything because, you know, you didn't ask me a question yet.
Less than 10 would be
possible. So he doesn't. He says here, he says ain't initial. It's not gonna be possible. He says not gonna be possible, but
less than 10.
Yeah, he says it's not gonna be possible. But my question is, it's beautiful Torah I just said. I mean, if I may say so, but I don't know if it's MS. I don't know if it's MS. You know what I'm saying? Because my whole mahalich was. 12 is a unit, 10 is a unit, but then he says, less is also good. So,
right.
So I don't know. Maybe it is good. Maybe it is tonight.
Well, maybe the idea is
that was my question.
Good, but if you go to 9, you can't do 10. We're not going to throw out all this.
But it's not going to make it possible. Yeah. He is saying that. Let's continue now with the last sif nun beis. In Simulamid base, Yachnis haRitzuas Toicha Ma'avarta. Place the Ritzuas in the Ma'avarta. What's the Ma'avarta? That's the place that is holding the strap through of the on the tefillin. It's the extension of the titura, right? This is the Ma'avarta. This end piece over here, right? And so he says, Yachnis haRitzuas Toicha Ma'avarta. V'yase Kesher. And make a kesher, make a knot. Kimin dalit to be a shel roish, like a dalit shel roish, or kimin yud v'shel yad. L'hashem oy says shakai im hashin shel v'shel roish. So you're going to make a dalit by the shel roish, okay? As we see in the picture over there. That's actually not really. He wants to show us the kesher, the knot at the edge. I mentioned once where a friend of mine told me that.
Just showing the Ma'avarta.
The Ma'avarta. Thank you. So I once had a friend. I think I told you that he woke up late when he was a kid for this bus. He dived quickly in the house, and he asked his mother to put away his tefillin. He comes back the next day to put on his tefillin, and there's no kesher. He asked his mother what happened to his kesher. She says, "Well, I saw you had a knot in your tefillin, so I took it out." How's she supposed to know? They got tangled together, she thought. So we all actually want to make that knot into a dalet. That dalet will be the middle letter of Hashem's name. You have the shin on the top of the shel roish. Then you have the dalet. Then you have a yud. That's what he's mechaber saying us now. Yaseh kesher kimin dalet b'shel roish. Or kimin yud b'shel yad. And that's what you have on the shel yad. The shel yud. The yud. That little yud. Which has to always be touching the bias. Whether you're wearing your tefillin, or as we learned earlier, many months ago, that yud says the Zoya Kodesh, even when it's in your case, in your bag, on your shelf, in the shul, wherever it might be, has to be touching. Should be touching the Zoya Kodesh says, has to be touching the bias, the box. And just yesterday, I was walking past somebody, he was wrapping his tefillin, and we said good morning. I noticed his yud was like up underneath. So it takes a matter of a few seconds to correct the problem. Just pull it in the right direction and touch it together. It says further in the Ramah, V'noigim lahavir or alabayis shel yad l'roichav hazroya v'yeh rochboi k'roichav abayis. He says there's a custom to put some type of leather covering on top of the bayis. Then he says, you shouldn't make the ksharim, the knots, until after first you make the shin of the tefillin. So you, the name of Hashem, oh, thank you, I could use as a...
I'm just wondering, when you said the yud, so did I put this back properly, based on what you just said?
Yeah, because you see the yud here? This is your yud. It's touching right. The bias. Can I take this off?
Yeah, please. Okay. Do whatever you need to do okay. To make it
see, you
more
see,
clear.
You see the yud here? It's touching the bias. So this is 100% perfect. Okay?
Can you show us where the hair is?
Hair that sticks out is... The hair that sticks out is in the...
Check that.
I saw it this morning. Here.
Right here. Here's the hair that sticks out. He has a lot of it that's coming out in the front, which is, you know, I have very little. But that's the hair that sticks out. That's the front. Okay. For those listening on the audio, we just have someone's tefillin and we're just looking at that right now.
Audio visual aids.
The shin comes.
So the Ramah concludes, and he's saying like this: that what you want to do is, what you want to do, says the Ramah, you want to make the shin first on the bias over here, then the dalid over here. This is a double dalet I actually have. You know, he'll say a single dalet is better in the Mishnah Berurah, but if your minig is double, that's your minig. And then make the yud of the shel yad. So this way you go in the order of Hashem's name. Says the Mishnah Sefkat and Reish Lamed Beis. V'yaseh kesher. V'kesher shel tefillin hu halacha l'moshe misinai. The kesher of the tefillin is a halacha l'moshe misinai as well. V'neir shetzarech la'asoy yisoy l'shma. And you have to make the kesher until mishma. That's why, let's say you're fixing the kesher. Let's say the size of the head is of the kesher, the knot is too large, which is a common problem. And it stretches, and then it has to be made smaller. When you undo the kesher, you loosen it a little and then re-tighten it. Before you tighten it, you should make sure you say, L'shem kedushas tefillin. Not mitzvahs tefillin, like you say mitzvahs tefillin by tzitzis. But rather, Kedusha, because tefillin are in the category of Kedusha, tzitzis are in the category of mitzvah. So you have to say that before you tighten it.
Yeah, this is a tradition that you would do before you tighten the tefillin?
What do you mean by tradition? What do you mean by that?
No,
not referring to your... No. I'm saying, let's say you have to fix someone's tefillin.
Fix it.
Oh, okay. Right, let's say you have to fix the shel roish. The kesher is too big. Leather stretches. People don't realize that they go buy tefillin, and let's say they get it shipped to them. Their head happened not to have been in the store,
right.
And the sefer and they don't know what size to make it. And the person makes a bracha and puts it on. He thinks he's wearing tefillin. As we learned many times already in Simcha Zayin Sivtes, that unfortunately he's not wearing tefillin because he's not wearing the right spot. So in order to fix that, you have to make the kesher smaller. So that's what I'm referring to. When you make that kesher smaller, you have to say l'shem kedushas tefillin, because you're making the knot now. You're untying the knot, and you're retying the knot. So that's why the knot that goes in the back of your head.
Yeah.
That's the knot we're talking. Says the Mishnah Sif Kadam Rabbeinu Shlomo Beis Kesher Shel Tefillin Hu Aloch Mishinai V'Nir Shetzarich La'Asoyis L'Shma V'Lo Ya'aseyu Katan. Don't make it too small. Prima God, I'm not sure why he has to add that in here. Okay, you should make it too small, you should make it too big either. Kimin Dalid, you should put it in the form of a dollar in the back. V'yesho Eisen Kesher Kimem Stumov V'Shinira Kishnei Dalsin Mishnei Tzadin. There are those who make it like Yaakov's Tefillin, of a double dalit. I also have a double dalit. That's how my father has it. Let's just finish this here and send this. Ragloi shalzeh, the leg of one of the dalits beside roishoi shalzeh. So that's how the dalit is formed. It makes like a box. So he says on that, that he brings in the sefer Tferis Aryeh, that brings the name of the sefer Tshuva Miava, that says, Hiskim imaladina, the elu oisim kesher shel dalit mechuvin yois ladina. He says it's better la halacha to make a single dalit. Make a single dalit. If you have a double dalit, there's also sources for that. He brings here the Mishnah brings from the sefer Tshuva Miava, better to make a single dalit. Gam lo yase kesher also li shomet on of ana. Don't make it a loose kesher. You don't want it to be moving from place to place. So it rather should be sit in your head well. Then he brings to the Eliyahu Ma'aseh be'echad shira achar chalitzas atfilin shohoter akesher shel yad. So, what happens if you're yud? I've seen this also. What happens if your yud opens up? You wear your tefillin. You had such a beautiful davening. You take the three steps back to Shmona Esrei. Mamish, you had so much kavanah in davening. You take off your tefillin and you look at it and you see the yud fell apart. Someone showed this to me recently. I forgot who this was. He says here, the Eliyahu brings a ma'isa. The echod shera achach chalitzas tefillin. He took off his tefillin and the yud fell apart. V'hayreisi lachzul anichon v'likras kriyashma b'li bracha. The mitzvah tefillin kol hayom. And he told the person to go get another pair of tefillin. If you couldn't get it fixed, put it back on. Recite shema again. Don't make a new bracha. Mitzvah tefillin says these the whole day. But likras kriyashma. Recite kriyashma without the bracha. In other words, don't make the Birchas Kriya Shema of Yitzhar, right? But basically, he's telling him that it's a halacha mishu sina. You have to have the yud there. You're not fulfilling the mitzvah properly. You don't have the yud there. L'shitas Rashi is the srilei the hayud who halacha mishu sina lo yotza dain idei mitzvah. So not just you're not doing the mitzvah properly. According to Rashi, you didn't do a mitzvah. You have not performed the mitzvah if that yud falls apart. In my head, literally, it just happened to me. I don't know where I was. I forgot where I was. It happened a few days ago. Last two more sivkotins, and he says like this: Lo yasek sharim, don't make the knots. La'achash also shin. First, write the shin on the shel roish, then the dalit, then make the dalit. First, Reish Lamed Dalet, where he says, Noigim Lahavir Ar. So he says a case here, which I'll be honest with you, I don't have 100% clarity what he's referring to. He says there's the custom to place this leather material on the bayis. He's not referring to, I don't believe, the plastic case that we have. You see this in the picture over here.
It's so long.
I know, exactly. Exactly. That's why I don't know what he's referring to, because they see like there's holes in the bottom of it that looks like it's sewn on. So now you'll see, in the Mishnah is going to say we don't do this today. That's why maybe I don't know what he's talking about. But Sifkon Reshlev Hatam Lefishat Tefillin Shel Yad Mesimin Oysam Tachas Abegadim Misnadim Nifsadim Miskalkon. So the reason he says you're doing this sounds also like the reason we put the protective cover on our yud today, because it goes under the clothing, moves around, and sometimes it gets ruined. Sometimes the edges could rub year after year and get the corner could get rubbed out. So you put the protective case on it and then it won't get ruined. That's why the custom is to put this ritsua on it, this like strap on, this case on it, this leather on it, to strengthen it. However, so he brings, the reason why I haven't seen it, because already in the times of the El Yerabba, he brings that a few hundred years ago, we don't do this anymore. Now, as Tzemach pointed out, we don't put on that covering and stitch it down, sew it down. You see that edge over here?
Yeah.
That's what we don't do. We do have a case, a box that we do put on. That we do. The last halacha here in Reish Lamed Hey. That you should do it in the order of first the shin and then the dalit and then the yod, because that's the Yirah Hashem's name. Now, what happens if, let's say, you're a keshel shel roish, the knot in the back of your head, tilum shel roish? What happens if that opens up? He just said that it's best to make the kesher. First, you make the right the shin on your shel roish. That's already taken care of. Then make the kesher in the back of your head, and then the yud of your arm. What happens if the kesher shel roish opens up? Do you have to untie the yud, kesher of the yud on your arm? So he says, no, that you don't have to do. You can just fix the shel roish, and you're good. Okay. Baruch Hashem just finished Simon Lamed Beis. For those who take the Dirshu Mishteruah test, there's what to review. The test is coming up. For those who don't take the test, I encourage you to take the test. They have them three different tracks. There's an English track. There is a track without the Bi'ur Halacha, and there's a track with the Bi'ur Halacha. So it's something to consider working on the test as well.